Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Now, whenever we come to these, there's a set of psalms that continue to have this phrase, praise the Lord, and I keep mentioning, and I will as long as I'm doing the psalm meditation, that praise the Lord in Hebrew is hallelujah. Don't say hallelujah flippantly, lightly, because it's taking the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's an important thing to remember. Hallelujah is in the first, repeated three times here in the beginning of this psalm. Four times. The theme of the song is pretty simple. It's pretty obvious. It is that we praise the Lord, Jehovah. Again, every time you see Lord in the song, it's really Jehovah or Yahweh, the covenant name of God. Not just Lord, not just generic God, but Jehovah, Yahweh, our God, the God who is. The psalm is calling us to remember to praise God, to praise Jehovah for who he is and what he does. Praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live, I'll praise the Lord. While I have my being, I will sing praises to my God. You see, the two ways that we typically give praise to God is in our prayers and our voice, and while we sing praises to our God. In the second paragraph, verses 3 and 4, we have a reminder, and it's one that we need to hear frequently, not to put our trust in men, in princes or in politicians or in anybody who says they're here to help. They may mean to help. They may want to help. But it says, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. They can't help you with the most important thing, which is getting right with God and dealing with your sin, with knowing God, knowing what's right and true, with being able to live, to be one with God. But they really can't help you too much with most of the other things we look at. And in verse 4, you see, his spirit departs, he returns to his earth, and that very day his plans perish. We can all probably think of some time when we trusted somebody or depended on somebody, and for one reason or other, they weren't there, whether they died or just weren't there for us. But as we go on through the psalm, we see that that is not what it's like when we deal with the God of Jacob. Happy is he who is the God of Jacob for himself, whose hope is in Jehovah his God. Now, there's a couple parts to this. First, you have to have Jehovah as your God. And then remember to put your trust in him. Can God help? Well, he made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. I think he can handle whatever your problem is today. He keeps truth forever. He executes justice, gives food to the hungry and freedom to the prisoners. Now, that doesn't mean that people are going to get out of jail. This should make us think of the verses in Isaiah and again in the Gospels when Jesus read them in the synagogue. He gives food to the hungry, sake of the bread of life. He gives freedom to the prisoners, gets you out of, well, the punishment coming to all sinners, which is all people. He keeps his truth forever. He opens the eyes of the blind. Does he make literal blind people see? No, but he makes spiritually blind people see and live. Raising up those who are bowed down. And we see through here all the promises, not all of them, but many of the promises you see repeated over and over in the Old and the New Testament about Jehovah being there for his people and taking care of them, coming back through in this psalm. And then in the last line of verse 9, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. He is still a God of judgment. And finally, reminding all of us, Jehovah shall reign forever. He's never going to fail or fall. your God, O Zion, to all generations. And again, praise the Lord. The psalm opens and closes with the same verse.